All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wethem, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. Next up is the owner of Nico Natural Therapies, based in Milton, New Hampshire. Please welcome Michelle Lowry to the show. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. Thank you for joining me. I do appreciate your time. If you could, just start off by telling us a bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So I am a Reiki practitioner. I teach Reiki. I work with animals primarily, people also. Looking to improve holistic health and wellness for animals, and then with people really working on their own self-development and awareness.
Okay, so what are some of the tools or techniques that you use in order to get results?
So with the animals, I work with Reiki and the communication, and really my intent is to be able to see life through their eyes and why the issues have come up, whether it's physical, emotional, behavioral. So through the communication work, I can get an insight from them as to what's going on. And then based on that, I either will use Reiki or nutritional changes. I've worked with crystals, essential oils, really whatever it is that they call for in order to provide them a better path to healing.
All right, so what are some of the most common issues that these animals are facing?
The people that come to me, usually it's behavioral. Usually they are rescue dogs or shelter dogs where people don't know their path, and they're starting to show just some strange behaviors, or, you know, behaviors that are difficult to live with or difficult to deal with. And people come to me because they want a better understanding of, you know, why they're doing what they're doing. And very often it's their past. If something happened in their past which frightened them, and something in their new home kind of triggers that same emotion, then they're going to react in the same way because it's their survival instinct, just like people do the same thing. So it's helping them to clear that past emotion so that they can move forward with their new families.
Okay, understood. So do you find that a lot of times when people bring their animals in for behavioral issues that it is really more of an emotional issue?
Yeah, it's interesting actually, because it's primarily it's an emotional issue. Sometimes it's actually a physical issue. I found that if an animal is toxic in any way, that also can affect behavior. And I had learned that many years ago actually from my own dog. And as I worked to clear him, I learned a lot about being able to help others. But the other interesting piece that I love to work with is how our animals actually reflect us. And so sometimes some of the issues that are going on are actually to do with us or our family relationship. And the animals are just trying to kind of look at me, make us look in the mirror and go, hey, you guys need to look at this.
Yeah, I think, you know, 9 out of 10 people who own an animal, they wouldn't really be able to pick up on the emotional issues. I think the first thing that an animal's owner would notice would be the behavioral issues, and obviously if your pet is limping or something like that, you could see the physical issues. But most of because they can't speak to us, you only notice the behavioral issues.
Yeah, and that's actually how they are speaking to us. You know. Certainly with horses, they'll start to not be so pleasant under saddle, or they'll start to not want to be, you know, tacked up and gotten ready for a lesson, or all of a sudden they're terrified of going in their stall, you know. And over the years, what I've learned from these animals, because they've all really taught me how to be good at my job, is that something's going on for them, and this is the only way they can bring our attention to it.
So how did you get involved with these type of natural therapies, and why were animals your target?
So many years ago now, back in 1999, I had a dog who mysteriously got very, very sick, and passed away quite tragically. And he was only 6 or 7 years old at the time. And I was totally grief-stricken. Nobody could answer any questions about why he had died. And it kind of sent me on a mission. It sent me on a quest. Like, there has to be a reason that the body failed. And I needed to find out what that was. And one thing led to another, and I found these great books that helped me understand nutrition. And then I found information on the quality of nutrition that we were feeding our dogs. And then I found out that toxicity from various traditional healthcare practices can create behavioral issues and emotional issues and their physical issues. And I found out 2 years later from a holistic veterinarian that he had actually died from a vaccine, and that the side effects that he had died from was typical of that particular vaccine. And so it, I grew this entire soapbox that I still stand on to this day, just wanting to educate people. And it just became a passion for me to have people understand some of this other information that we don't necessarily know about, just for people to be able to make their own choices.
All right. Well, I'm really glad that we're able to give you this platform here today. You know, what are some of your goals for the future?
My goal for the future is to continue to educate myself, to continue to be the voice for these animals and bring information to people that we may not be aware of. And also, I work a lot with people in their own self-development and their own awakening or further awakening, and I love to do retreats and weekend workshops to really help people kind of dig into their own stuff and help them to release it if that's what they're willing to do. So I want to continue with all of that work.
All right. So what's the best way for people to contact you for more information?
They can contact me by phone or text on 207-289-0009 or on my website, which is Niko, N-I-K-O-E, naturaltherapies.com. All of the information on all of the services I offer are right there.
All right, excellent. Michelle Lowry, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. I am Rob Wetham. Thank you for listening. We will be back with more right after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.